Well, and there is that camp now, because I'm beginning to hear that from more and more people who are beginning to believe your theory that indeed Bigfoot does not originate from this planet in terms of its physical being, but that indeed it's dimension. Now, how did you, though, specifically, how did you come to the thoughts that that's what Bigfoot might be, and that's where it may come from?
Bigfoot talked to me.
All right, tell me all about that.
There's not a whole lot to say, but they talked to me just like they had talked to Henry Franzoni. And that they have also talked to about five or six other people in this field, one of whom is Tom Powell, who has a book out called The Locals through Amazon.com, and also to Peter Gatilla, who has a book called The Bigfoot Files, the best one yet, through Amazon.com. And what happened to me was that I had been fortunate enough to photograph quite a few of them without knowing I was doing it at a certain site in the El Dorado National Forest in California. And I thought to myself, well, if they're there during the summer, maybe they could be there during the winter and might leave tracks. Because I had found some tracks in the mud there and a few in pine needles. And they always mysteriously terminated. And so I thought, well, maybe if they're in snow, I can follow them to a den or something and learn more about their habits and so on. So I struggled up to this site with hardly any money. On snowshoes, I went for about 3 miles before I got exhausted and came back. And I hired somebody the next day to take me up in a snowmobile, and they dropped me off. They were going to come and pick me up later, and I struggled through 5-foot drifts of snow to get into this pond area to take pictures and to see if I could find any tracks. And I was just exhausted, and they were looking at me, and I did get some more of them in pictures, but they weren't as dramatic as in the summer. You never see them; they always turn up in your film later. But I must have looked pretty bedraggled and stupid, you know, and tired in that snow almost up to my hips and greater. And so I had this voice came into my head saying, we're not what you think you are, what you think we are. We're here, but we're not real. We're not real like you think real is real. And that's all they said.
Now, will you think, I'm imagining this can't be, or did you really believe at that time that there was some kind of communications going on here?
I believe that somebody somehow was speaking to me into my head in English. I couldn't see anyone doing it. But subsequently, the photos I took there showed that there were heads of creatures up in the trees.
What do you think about the possibility that they're extraterrestrial from other planets and maybe on the other side of a hill or something was their craft, for example?
Well, I have a picture of that from England where we have an alien, 4'6", called the Ilkley Moor alien, and it did have a craft on the other side of the hill, but it didn't look like Bigfoot. In this case, There are a number of possibilities, and my theory does. I'm not saying with my theory that I'm absolutely correct. I'm not going to say that they are always a tulpa.
Right.
Not always. Just that there are possibilities that it could be some of the time. There's also other possibilities, such as it could be a time traveler. It could be an interdimensional traveler. It could be aliens dropped off here by UFOs, and there are 5 instances of that in Peter Gatilla's book, The Bigfoot Files. I have interviewed one witness who was abducted, and during his abduction he did see, in the process of coming and going up a tube of light into the spaceship, that there was a Sasquatch standing at the bottom of this tube, as if standing on guard or something.
Right.
Gatilla's book talks about gorilla-like creatures just being dropped off and scampering off into the bushes to do their work, which I suppose is some kind of data gathering.